As promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons, a 2017 Pro Bowler. 7 tackles in week 2 against Philadelphia, 297 tackles, 27 pass defenses, 15 tackles for a loss, 8 interceptions, and 3 touchdowns in his first 3 seasons. He played his college ball at LSU. Atlanta 1-1. And they're at Indianapolis on Sunday. Big game. That's a CBS game, in fact. Deion Jones is my guest. Deion, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Good, man. I'm great, Deion. Great to have you. So I know you're focused on the Colts. Really good game. I appreciate it, too. Take me back really quickly, if you don't mind, to Philadelphia. You were coming off a tough loss to Minnesota. What was the mood and the mentality among the players before that game this past weekend?
Really just correct our corrections and get back on track. The first game wasn't how we wanted to start. But, you know, things happen and we can only start, you know, from where we at. And we looked at the game and, you know, we realized what we had to get better. And we try to bring that forward to this Sunday and we try to keep it going.
All right. So one more thought about that game last Sunday on defense. You guys got after Carson Wentz. You hit him really hard. I mean, you're part of a very physical, tough defense. I know you're never looking to hurt anybody on the field, but how would you describe the attitude and the approach of the defense?
We try to be, you know, every year we come and talk about the identity that we want as a defense, you know, fast, physical, and, you know, a defense that people have to look, you know, want that have to look out for us, you know. And it's going to take every week and every day of practice to do that. So we've just been working at it every day and keep trying to get better, keep trying to get closer, and keep trying to put that style of play on the field every week.
Atlanta Falcons linebacker Deion Jones is joining us. So what was your reaction when you saw Julio Jones catch that pass on fourth down and take it the distance?
Oh, man, that's greatness at a great moment. You know, it was a great check by Matt, a great block by Sanu and Jake, and who did the rest with the speed. And, I mean, that's just about us being on our details and executing when it's time to finish. So that's what we try to embody as a team, and that's how we rock, and that's how we got to keep going.
We are talking to Deion Jones. Key phrase there, Deion, is that's how we finish, because after that touchdown, you still had some work to do on defense to close that game out. Head coach Dan Quinn said, quote, "I remember talking to Deion, and he said, we've got this, Q. He smiled at me, and I said, all right, I know it. Let's go finish it off," end quote. Mm-hmm. How good did it feel to finish that game off with that defensive stop on fourth down?
We always talk about being closers, being finishers, and I wanted to make sure that Q knew that, you know, that's the mindset that we're having for this drive, and made sure I portrayed that same message, relayed that same message to my guys, and we stood in there. You know, the whole drive didn't go as we planned, but, you know, everything happened the way that we envisioned it. I was getting off the field and coming down with a fourth down stop, and, you know, closing it out the way we wanted to.
Deion Jones, my guest. All right, so that was then. This is now. You had a big win. Another big challenge coming up. You've got the Colts and Jacoby Brissett. As you get ready for that challenge, what kind of thoughts do you have, and how do they look to you?
This whole process has been fun. I've never played the Colts, so trying to figure out, you know, what all they do and the style of ball that they play. And, you know, they're a good team. ACC team, you know, they like to run the ball, got a good back, got big guys up front. You know, wideouts that can get the ball. I mean, just an NFL team that could beat you any week if you allow them. So just a matter of doing what we got to do and being on our details and playing our style of ball to get a win.
You know, watching you, one of the things that you're known for is your ability to shut down underneath receivers and either break up the pass or stop them immediately after catching it. How do you go about doing that? What's the secret to your technique?
I can honestly say it's just my style of play. I don't want to let my brothers down. I want to be there when I'm supposed to be there, and flying around is the least I can do for them.
You know what, though? Saying that and putting it the way you did, it makes me think about last season when you missed time with a foot injury. You want to be there for your brothers, right? So when you go through something like that, how challenging was that? And do you come back and appreciate the game even more when you get that chance to play once again?
I really missed the time that I had out there with my boys, you know, being out, and it was hard. But they kept me in it, you know, knowing that, you know, they got it. They just take care of, be there to help and take care of what I have to take care of so I can come back and, you know, play with them. And that's pretty much was the biggest thing. And, man, it ended up working out pretty well and being able to come back and doing what I was able to do. it just felt good and got a way more, got a higher appreciation for the game because, you know, people say it could be gone any day. And just think about it, the Eagles game was gone the first game of the season. So, you know, you got to appreciate the game now.
Deion Jones, my guest, you do. But the thing about coming back is when you come back after you missed 10 games the way you did, the team was 4-7. It would have been easier just to sit out the rest of the year, rest for the season, get ready for the following season. But that's not what you did. You made it a point to get back out there and play again last season, even though the team was not going to make the playoffs. Why was it so important to get back out there?
I can honestly say I built the bond with this defense throughout the whole offseason in camp. And in the league, every season, it's a different team. And with the bond that I have with those guys, I kind of wanted to finish it out because, you know, with the season that we had and all that, you never know if there's going to be the same defense again. So having those reps out there with those guys and, you know, just finishing out a season was big for me.
So you recently signed a four-year extension, and you did so over the summer, so that means you're going to be with Atlanta for a while longer. After that deal was announced, Tyrann Mathieu tweeted to congratulate you, and he said in part, quote, "Man, I remember playing against you in high school, bro. Watching your growth as we went to the same school. You wanted it so much. Still remember your moms and pops. Good people. So happy for you, man. One love. Forever LSU. Forever New Orleans." What did it mean to get that message and that kind of love from him?
Oh, man. I've been knowing T since high school, like he said, and just always had my nose on the grindstone. I never like took my eyes off focus no matter what happened. And that's just how I'm built. I don't back down. I don't quit. And I guess it's showing. And it was good to hear that also. And I'm happy about the deal. I'm glad to be in Atlanta for another 4 years. And like I said, it's going to be great.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna start away now.
You got to win now. I've got nothing to do with any of it, but to see him tweet at you like that, I thought was really cool. So really quickly, as everybody knows,
that's how close we are at LSU. That's the crazy thing.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, there's some serious, and not only that, but there's some serious high school talent in Louisiana. What were those days like of playing for Jesuit and going up against other big-time schools in that state?
It's actually pretty fun. You know, just the amount of competition that's in New Orleans and in the Catholic League and all around. And then you start seeing these guys, like playing with these guys in college, and then come to find out, like a lot, some of these guys are also in the league too. So just seeing how all of us are like accomplishing our dreams and still pushing and still, you know, alive in this game is dope. And you know, you still have, you know, a lot of passion in it, and you know, trying to play for people back home. You know, so that's part of what we do it for.
Deion, I see it when you play, and I can hear it in your voice, man. There's a lot of pride and a lot of passion and a lot of heart. Atlanta's 1-1. They're at Indianapolis on Sunday, another big game. It's a 1 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. Deion Jones, my guest. Deion, great to have you back. I really appreciate that. Have a great weekend. I hope we can do it again soon.
I appreciate it. You have a good one, too.
You too, Deion. Great talking to you. Deion Jones, that's a great conversation. Really good player. Like I said, man, I love the guys who come on and they're engaged and they're into it, and their pride and their passion and their love and their heart and their grit are just coming right through the phone. It's not a guy going through the motions. That's not a guy who's mailing it in.